I didn't get up till about 7:30. And I went in there and prayed, and it hit me. I was like, my kids has been on the road and I ain't prayed. And God said, I was already up. Amen. Don't worry, I was watching over them anyway. Amen. I'm glad I serve a God that don't sleep. Amen. I'm glad I serve a God that don't sleep in and doesn't depend on us to wake him up. And doesn't depend on us to, hey, God, remember now, you got to do this and you got to do that for me. You know, thank God. Amen. He's not that type of God. He's an almighty God. He doesn't need us to remind him of these things. So if you will, to this evening, turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, if you will. Want to read some scriptures, and Lord being our helper, we want to try to obey him. Had this scripture on our heart, been studying and having thoughts about this for some time now. I've been wondering when God's going to let me preach this. And Brother Josh, he asked me to preach, and I said, well, there you go, God, you know. It's good to know, amen, before we get started, it's good to know that, and this all is going to tie in. If it's all right, I'm just going to obey God, amen. It's good to know that when you come to church and the preacher preaches, and I don't know if y'all noticed it or not, but I have, and I ain't been going here a whole lot, you know, a couple of months now, five months maybe, and you know, that first Sunday, Brother Josh preached, and I was like, boy, you know, he does a pretty good job, you know, and boy, here lately, he's been just shucking the corn. Yeah. Boy, and I was like, my goodness, man, he's been preaching. And what's good about it, and I'm going to brag on him a little bit. What's good about it, he does it in love. Amen. Amen. He just get in there, boy, and he doesn't aim for your toes. He aims for your heart. Amen. And his messages has touched me, and it makes me want to come back. You know, when you're getting fed and you're getting what you need from God, I don't know about y'all, but I'm no super Christian, amen, and I fall short. And when Brother Josh's been preaching, God's been using him, he's been talking to me, amen. That long finger has been going right to me right there, and I've been like, okay, Lord, I got you, all right? And I appreciate that. Thank you, Brother Josh, for obeying God and doing what he's supposed to do, amen. You don't get that everywhere. Amen. We need to back him and pray for him. And I know working and holding down a job and a family and preaching and being a pastor, that's tough. So we need to lift him up in our prayers. So here in chapter number 13, the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 1, we'll read this chapter if that's all right with y'all. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. Amen? But whether there be prophecy, they shall fall. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, Then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Father, we pray, Lord, you bless the reading of your word. God, you'd use us, Lord, here tonight. God, as a mouthpiece for you, Father, we pray, God, you'd just remove us out of the way, God, and let us just hold on to your shirt tail tonight, God. Lord, just have your will and way, and we'll thank you and praise you for us in Christ's name. Amen and amen. All right. Here we read, amen, where Paul's talking about speaking in tongues and lifting up himself and doing things not having charity. It says, he says, I'm as a tinkling cymbal, amen. He says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and I have charity, I am nothing. Charity, the love that is great here, it is a necessity that we need. Amen. Starts out here in the first few things it talks about here. It talks about faith. Amen. Hope, faith, and love. Amen. And it says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Amen. These three that abide, they abide throughout. Amen. Faith is what we have that can move mountains. Without faith, amen, it's impossible to please God. Amen. Faith without works is dead. Amen. We got to have faith. Amen. But the foundation is faith. That's what we build on. We build our faith on. We build our belief on faith. Amen. The Bible says, by faith are you saved. Amen. Through grace. Amen. So we starts out with faith. Amen. A person's got to have faith. Amen. To get saved. Amen. It says, for by the grace of God. Amen. What is it? I can't remember the scripture. It'll come to me here in a minute. Amen. It lets us know. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. It says that. Amen. We have to base our faith on something that we have not seen, that we can not physically hold on to. And lots of times, lots of people have that problem, amen, with Christianity because they ain't got something they can hold on to. It's a whole lot easier to have faith if you can see it. Amen. Old Doubting Thomas, you know, he said, I believe when I put my hand in his side and thrust my finger in the holes in his hand, amen. What was he saying? He said he wanted something that he could see, amen. And with faith, amen, having faith in something not seen is a great faith, amen. We have faith, Brother Josh had preached on it Sunday, amen. We get up in the morning, amen. Tonight when you go to bed, amen, you set your alarm clock to wake up in the morning thinking you're going to wake up. You got faith thinking you're going to wake up in the morning, amen. We're not promised tomorrow, amen. We get up in the morning time, we get in the car, start the car. We got faith in it starting, amen. We've got to have faith in the Lord, amen, for him to save you. You've got to have faith in him to save you, amen. You got to place your trust in him. And lots of people have a problem with that. Just go ahead and trust in the Lord. So, well, Lord, I just can't, I can't turn loose, and I can't turn, I can't let go because I'll be out of control. We're not in control anyway, amen. That's all part of faith, amen. Turning loose and letting go, letting him have the steering wheel. What that old song, that old girl sang, I can't remember her name, don't really care to think of her name, amen. Said, Jesus, take the wheel, amen. Hey, listen, if you ain't letting God direct your path, amen, if you're not letting God steer you in the right direction, you're not using faith. You're saying, I got this, God. I'm in control. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to do it this way, and I want you to bless it the way I want you to bless it, and I want you to do it the way I want you to do it, and you take care of it the way I think I need it to be done. That's not faith. Amen. Amen. And oh me. I mean, we have this idea that faith is something that we direct God. That's not the way it works. Amen. It ain't the way it works. God didn't, just like I said earlier, I forgot to get up and pray. Amen. But God was already on the scene and already taking care of the problems and the situation. Amen. He's already directing traffic on 278. Amen. To make sure my children are safe. Amen. He didn't need me. He didn't need you. Be honest. He doesn't need you to direct. Hey, listen. He made the sun to rise and the moon to shine. He made the stars to twinkle. Amen. He made the wind to blow. Amen. He made us to take breath this morning when we woke up. Amen. Whether we said thank you, Lord, or not. Amen. He did it anyway. Through faith. Amen. We believe and accept what he has for us, amen. It will only just allow him to take control. You know, people, they say, well, they rededicate their life, amen. To me, you know what that sounds, and I like that. Sometimes we need to. Sometimes we need to get down to business with God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen, and just say, okay, God, I did it my way. And I made a mess of it. And here I am again. Kind of like Pete and Repeat. Y'all know that? Pete and Repeat sitting on a log. Pete fell off. Who was left? Pete and Repeat was sitting on a log. Pete fell off. Who was left? Repeat. That's the way we do sometimes. Y'all know what a ditch is? Old Brother Randy Clark, he made this, and he said this one time. It's probably been 20 years ago, and some preachers say some things, and they stick with me. He said, a ditch is like a grave with both ends kicked out of it. We get in them, and we get in a rut, a ditch, a rut, whatever you want to call it. We get in them, boy, and we just don't want to break. We don't want to get out of that. We get out of our comfort zone. We're like, oh, no, God, we can't have this. I can't go this way. You want me to do what? Or you want me to say what? Listen, by faith, we can move mountains. Without faith, we cannot please God. Hebrews 11 and 6. Faith says, God said it. I believe it. That's faith. The grain of mustard seed, we can move mountains. Amen. That's amazing. What are you trusting in? Are you trusting in God? Or are you trusting in yourself? Are you trusting in God's ideas? Or are you trusting in your ideas? Amen. We come up with some kind of plan for our life, and I understand. I work on a 4-day, 4-week, 4-month. That's how I work. I look at 4 days ahead. I look at 4 weeks ahead, and I look at 4 months ahead. That's how I work. I do my schedule. I do my planning. That's how I do my job. And I teach them boys that work with me. You got to look ahead. You got to plan. You can't plan today for today. You got to plan today for tomorrow and the next 3 days. And then you got to plan for this week. You got to be planning for the next 3 weeks. and then so on and so forth. Amen. And we get this ideology about us that we get our life planned out. We get our family planned out. We get our social events planned out. And I'm going to get a step ahead right here. We can plan our church out. Amen. We can plan the services out. Amen. And what happens, it gets all just dried up. And it don't have anything, doesn't have any life about it because God ain't in it. But with faith, trusting in Him when we walk in the door. Now, I know I ain't talking to y'all. Amen. When we walk in the door, we say, hey, God, get me out of the way. Move me out of the way. Get me out of the picture. Amen. And I want you to be edified. The Bible said if we lift Him up, He'd draw all men unto Him. Amen. And I don't know about y'all. Amen. Not only does the lost need Him, but the saved needs Him as well. Church is for the lost, amen. But church is for the saved as well, to get fed and to worship and to enjoy church and to enjoy one another, to have a good time. And enjoy each other's fellowship. I mean, you could go to Walmart and it costs you $150 to get out of there. You can come to church, have a whole lot better time, and it still costs you $150 to get out of here. Amen. That one's free, brother. I throw that one in there. Amen. What are you saying, Brother David? I'm saying we need to trust in Him, rely on Him a little bit more. Amen. And I don't know if y'all anything like me, but I try to get in there, and if I jump too deep, I'll wind up, oh, I can't do that. I have to wade off in there. Just a little bit. A little bit at a time. All right, God, You said do it. I'm headed there. I got faith that You're going to take care of me, and You're going to do it, but it's still a good little ways to the handrail, and I'm getting a little dizzy. Amen? But I got faith to know that I'm going to get there, but I ain't going to take off running and fall and wind up hurting myself. Amen? I've done that before, so my method might be a little different than yours. You might just jump off in there and just, woo, I'm here. Me, it scares me to death. I'm scared to do that. I got to wait off in there a little bit. Like have you ever been to the mountains and wait off in the creek? That water's so clear, you wait off in there, you might step and it be over your head. Amen? One good thing about God, though, if you do jump in, He's going to take care of you. Amen? Amen. Faith. God said it. We got to believe it. Amen. Hope. The anchor that holds. Amen. Here in verse number 4 it says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Amen. It's not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Amen. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Hope is that anchor that grounds us. Amen. That when the winds blow, when the devil attacks, Bible says to be as the trees of Lebanon, rooted, grounded, amen, holding on, not easily tossed to and fro, amen. That which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, amen. Hope is not optimism. It is expectations based on God's promise. Amen. Something that God, I mean, it's already been pinned down. And I can't remember who it was. Somebody told me they went to a kid's party and they had a palm reader at the kid's party. And I thought, that's just straight from the pits of hell, number one. I said, but number two, she can't tell me nothing that I don't already know. It's already wrote down, so she can't tell me nothing that I can't find in here.
Yes.
Amen. The promises that we've got, amen, the promises that we have, amen, are already there. And we have the faith to believe that God is able to keep his promises. Those promises, well, will come true. God don't lie. Amen? I mean, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Go all the way to the end. What does that mean? Some of y'all might not like this part. You know, you say, I think, Brother Josh, I've heard so much preaching here, good preaching here lately, I get them all mixed up. But when you fall short, God don't leave you. And you can't get away from God. Because where you go, he goes. So, hold on. If you go to the wrong place, guess what you're doing? You're taking God in the wrong place. He's like, don't go in there. I don't want to go in there, but you're making me. Because I said I ain't going to leave you and I ain't going to forsake you. I'm going to go in there with you. Why? Because I know what's going on in there, and I'm going to watch after you, and I'm going to keep you safe, and I'm going to protect you from the evils of this world. When the roaring lion, the old devil, old Slewfoot, comes at you sideways, I'm going to be there to fight the battle for you. One of them promises. Amen. We take him all these places. Sometimes places, I don't know about y'all, but these places that I've been in my life, my way back yonder when, I wasn't proud of. Wasn't proud of it. I'll be honest with you. It's time in my life, I was out in the world. That's been probably 35 years ago. And Brother Josh, I leaned up against the bar. And I looked out there at everybody. And I said, God, I ain't like them. That ain't who I am. He said, yes, you are. You're just acting just like them. You're doing the same thing they're doing. And you're not doing no different. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And when I got my life right with the Lord, I got right on a Friday night. Amen. It was a Friday night of revival. And I got right with the Lord. I got down in the altar and I prayed. I said, God, you'll forgive me of my sins and shortcomings. You'll forgive me of what I've done in the past. I'll never do that ever again. I won't ever. I said, I'll tell on myself, amen. I prayed. I said, God, if I ever pull in a liquor store again to buy alcohol, I want you to flatten all four tires, amen. Then I'll be stuck right there in the parking lot that everybody will see who I am and what I am. Thank God, y'all ain't never seen me in a liquor store with all four tires flat, have you? Hey, man. hope. Amen. Hope is great. I'm hurrying. Hope is that anchor. When trials come, hope whispers, this is not the end of the story. Are you anchored in your circumstances? Are you anchored in the Lord? We'll tie ourselves to this world. We'll anchor ourselves in the things of this world instead of anchoring ourselves in the Lord. Amen. Where are you putting your anchor? Are you anchoring yourself in the circumstances? Thirdly, is love, charity, the greatest virtue. Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass. The Bible says, preachers, I'm going to throw this at y'all for just a second. You know, we have a tendency, I have realized it's not my job to fix you.
Amen. Right. Amen. Come on.
It ain't. All I can do is preach what God gives me. Amen. And we sometimes we'll get on our high horse and we'll reprove, rebuke, and exhort. But we forget that last part. With that long suffering. See, you can preach on sin, and you can preach on how bad sin is and how bad people can be. And you preach it in love, and people will take in what you got. But if you want to beat them in the head and not show love, amen, they're going to turn a deaf ear and say, you're just being mean now. You're just trying to pick on me now. But if we do it in love, the Holy Spirit will come by. Talking to you. That still small voice. Hey, Brother David. I said I was going to get you back for Sunday. Calling me out. Do it in love. And things. God is love.
Amen.
Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The greatest is charity. Why is that? The greatest because love conquers it all. The love of God conquers it all. When things are bad, when things are when things are upside down, when things are going wrong and you can't see the light of day, the love of God can come by, amen, and give you the peace that passes all understanding. You saying, hey, I don't know how you do it, God. Woo! I don't know how you're able to reach them and why you're able and why you would reach down and touch old boy like me. Amen, but you see fit, even though I'm not worthy, you still come by my way and touch me and direct me and give wake me up or keep me up. Things are just in turmoil. God comes by and Danny, I had anxiety one time, and I couldn't lay in my bed. I could not get in the bed and cover up. I'd get in there, and I thought I was going to die, and I'd fling the cover back, and I'd fling my legs out of the bed, and I'd get up. And I'd stand beside the bed, and I'd just like, whew, whew. And Danny, she was like, Lord, please help him. I was keeping her up. We was on vacation. And I was getting out of the, I couldn't get in the bed. It wasn't even my bed. It was in a condo. It wasn't even mine, and I couldn't get in there. I had to get along with God. I said, God, I'm gonna get in that bed, and I ain't getting out. You're going to have to help me get through this. I can't do it. I can't make it. I cannot go on living like this, God. I can't do it. And I need your help. I crawled in that bed and I fought it for about 30 minutes and I was off to sleep. Now Janie says, I lay down and I'm asleep before my head hits the pillow. Amen? That's a promise. That's a promise he gives us. Amen. But love is the greatest of them all. Why? Love is the greatest, but the greatest of these is charity. The last parts of that verse, chapter 13, verse 13. Why is love the greatest? Faith will become sight. Hope will be fulfilled. But love will continue forever. Amen. On this earth, love continues. When we leave this earth, we get in glory. That's when we will get the real love. Be able to see that agape love with my eyes. And I don't know about y'all. I've often used this example. My wife loves me. She has to, because she wouldn't still be here with me around me, because I'm awful. But I know she loves me because I can feel it. She ain't got to tell me whether it's not the same with her. She get fussy with me. I got to tell her. But she ain't got to. She don't have to tell me, because I know I can feel it when I get beside her. And I sit, just sitting in church, and she reaches over and taps me, or pats my leg, or holds my hand. I feel it. Y'all realize, I mean, I feel God's love now. You know, I feel how great it is now. But there's coming a day. Yeah, man. There's coming a day when I get a new body, amen. In a moment and in a twinkling of an eye, Bible says I'm going to leave this old world, amen, and be changed, amen. And I'll be up there with the Lord to be with him forevermore, amen. And I'll be able to experience the true love of God, amen. I'll be able to, it's just going to soak all in me, amen. I'll never have to worry, amen. She's going to come out here and preach with me here in a minute, ain't she? Amen. The true love of God. That's what it's all about. If we'll just set self aside, have faith that God is can handle it, can take care of it, and anchor our hope in him, and share our love, his love, with this world, we'll see a difference in the people around us. We'll see the people we worship. We'll see a difference in the people we worship. We'll see a difference in the church house if we'll just say, okay, God. You got it. You asked for it. You got it. I surrender. You take control. Be kind of like Monday night, right there at the end of the service. Just things broke loose. That's all it's going to take. Let God's love abound in our hearts, that we might be a light in a lost and dying world. Amen. We'll close like this. Let's close in prayer. Let's do this. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful grace. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. Lord, we pray, God, that you'd touch, Lord, our hearts and our lives. Father, we pray, God, that you, Lord, would show us, God, what we must do. Lord, that you'd open our eyes that we might see, and open our ears that we might hear. And God, let us be a light in a lost and dying world, that others might, Lord, come to know you as their personal Savior. Lord, and we'll thank you and we'll praise you, God. And we pray, Lord, this evening, God, you touch each and every one that's here, and go with us, Lord, as we go to our own place of abode. Have your will and way until we meet once again here in the church house. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.